Proudly playing real country music for the great folks in Oak Grove, Lexington, Wellington, and Raytown. We are Real Country, 1030 AM, KCWJ, Blue Springs, Kansas City.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group. I'm your host, Dion Clisso, joined by the coach, Harold Walmsgans, and a program like this wouldn't be possible without a great sponsor like Powerade. They are sponsoring the Mom of the Week this year, the Powerade Mom of the Week, and great contest we had last year, Coach, and it's fun to see teams talk about the mothers that help them out, and they are able to win some money for their football program, and we are thrilled to have Powerade be a part of that. Hey, I'll be real honest with you, Coach. This summer, I've been trying to lose weight. Powerade Zero has been my go-to drink as I've been going and swimming and things like that, keep me from getting dehydrated and cramping, because it does happen.
Well, you know what? I had an opportunity last year to talk to two moms who had been selected, and they were thrilled with it. It was awesome. They were excited about it.
Yeah, it's a great contest, and we are so glad to have Powerade as a part of it. They are a fantastic sponsor, and go get your Powerade, especially, who knows, we may get some heat, but even when there's not heat, you got to stay hydrated, and Powerade is a great way to do it. They have the Powerade and the Powerade Zero, so they have different varieties and all kinds of great flavors, so glad to have them with us. Well, Coach, as we kick off week one here in Missouri, we got a lot of great games out there. We'll talk about more of them later. Belton at Ray Peck's a good one. We'll talk with Cole Young about that game. Blue Springs and Lee Summit, we'll talk more about that one in the pick segment. But some smaller school games. Butler at Adrian. You know, Butler had a really good season last year, graduated a lot of players off that team. I don't know if they had the talent that they had last year, but Coach really likes the depth that they have, and it's a good test with Adrian. Those are two good teams that play against each other.
I think it's a perfect first game match. I think they'll find out a lot about themselves in this week one.
Well, down there in the WEMO, Cass Midway is going to Middle Tennessee Christian because Osceola had to drop down to eight-man mid-cycle, so they had to find a game. They opened with Osceola last year, and it's going to be interesting to see. You don't see small schools make that journey like that, but their coach Burchett is going out there and taking his kids on a long trip to start the season.
And they're ranked in the top 10 for the first week, right?
Yep. Cass Midway. Yeah, they're always good, and they do a great job there, so it's going to be a lot of fun to see that game. Summit Christian coming off a good season hosting Christ Prep. Last year they played a team from Wisconsin. They get Christ Prep in there this year. Good test for the new coach, Todd Barrick.
Change in head coaching. It'll be interesting to see how they do. They have a great home atmosphere.
Okay, a team to watch this year, Excelsior Springs. They're going to Warrensburg. Warrensburg has a new coach. Chris Kavanaugh came over from Crestridge right up the road. Excelsior Springs looks really good. They've got their quarterback back, and that veer is really good as the season went on.
Peyton Story is a good quarterback. He does a good job.
Fort Osage at Kearney, we'll talk more about that in picks. Grain Valley at Savannah. Savannah, another new coach. Grain Valley coach, great year last year, won the MRVC West. They've got a lot of players back. This could be a big year for David Alley and that team.
David Alley's done a great job there, and to win the conference championship last year was a great feather in their cap.
All right, another theme here. We got a MRVC West team going to play a Midland Empire team with a new coach, Harrisonville at St. Joe Benton. I know they're really enthused about St. Joe Benton. Harrisonville looking to kind of get going again right after winning that state championship.
They had lots of days of extra practice for those underclassmen last year. Yes. They'll be ready.
Well, and that's one of those things people don't think about. That's you go deep. If you go 14, 15 games deep into a season, those are 4 or 5 weeks of practice that your underclassmen get that the other teams don't if they lose in the first week.
Every week is 4 days of practice.
Exactly.
Right?
So that's, you got to think about that for some of those teams. And Harrisonville definitely had that last year. Okay, Hogan Prep, KC Central's in our picks. Holden at Plattsburgh. Jeff Tolbert takes over at Plattsburgh. Coach, he went up there as the AD last year, and then Ron Musser retired, so he just slid right in there. Plattsburgh's a good school, and with Coach Tolbert up there, that's going to be they can be a team to watch in the KCI.
They will be very interesting to watch. Coach Tolbert's a great coach.
All right, Lawson at Maryville. We'll talk more about that in picks. Lee Summit North is going to Park Hill. Talk with S.J. Munoz about that. He's going to be at that game. Lee Summit West at Blue Springs South, one of our REMAX Big Three games, outstanding game. Liberty at St. Joe Central. St. Joe Central has another coach this year. Andy Ball takes over, and Liberty looks like they're a team that they want to do a lot of things. They got to be careful they don't stub their toe here in week one. They want to come out healthy and take care of their business.
And they've got the great skill people that can do that, but you're absolutely right. Stubbing your toe is not good.
All right, North Kansas City at St. Joe Lafayette's a picks game. Park Hill South at Winnetonka. Park Hill South graduated a lot. Winnetonka looks to take a step back. It was a down season last year, but they're trying to restore the pride there.
And I believe that they're going to honor Dan Stanley in that
game.
Yeah,
it's Dan Stanley night that night. It's going to be awesome. Platte County at Grandview. We're going to have coverage of this game, Coach. This is going to be an interesting game. New quarterback for Platte County. Grandview, they like this team. They think this team's pretty good.
And this is Jeremy Picard's third year there. So this group's been with him for the two preceding years. That's a plus.
Good good cross-conference game here, Pleasant Hill at Smithville, another MRVC West MEC game to start the season off. This has been a good game the last few years.
And I know Coach Smith really likes that Pleasant Hill offensive line. That'll be a difference maker.
Okay, Ruskin at Raytown South, our last one here to talk about. Ruskin's got a lot of good players, and they're much improved under William Perkins' third year in a row. Raytown South's got a lot back.
If you like to watch fast football players, that'd be a good place to go tonight.
All right, when we come back, we'll talk with Oak Grove coach Pat Richard. You're listening to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group.
In to the 5th annual McCarthy 2000 going on now at all 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations. Choose from over 2,000 new Chevys, Buicks, GMCs, Toyotas, Hyundais, Nissans, certified and pre-owned vehicles. Save thousands with financing as low as 0% for up to 72 months. Plus, McCarthy's committed to donating $20,000 to the Boys and Girls Club. And visit kccars.com for quick and easy credit approval. Don't miss the 5th annual McCarthy 2000 at all 9 McCarthy locations.
The most valuable player award, or MVP, is a great honor given to the best performing player in the league. When it comes to residential real estate, the Royals know the MVP is the RE/MAX agent. The RE/MAX agent who talked to the home sellers, staged the interiors, examined the exteriors, posted the listing, opened the house, met with the buyers, negotiated the offers, countered the offers, and sold the home. RE/MAX is the official real estate partner of the Kansas City Royals. Each office independently owned and operated.
Del Fonte Ice Cream introduces real sweet moments.
My ice cream is good.
Mine too.
Mine's so good it's like playing video games all day.
Mine tastes like I'm flying around on a spaceship.
Well, mine's like the Tooth Fairy left you a gold bar and one of her wings.
Well, my ice cream tastes so good, it's like being all the superheroes at once.
You win.
Another real sweet moment from Del Fonte, Kansas City's ice cream. Real ingredients, no growth hormones. Del Fonte, homemade.
Preps KC is teamed with Papa John's for the Preps KC Equipment Grant. From now until December 1st, when you order Papa John's pizza online at papajohns.com and use the promo code PrepsKC, you will receive 40% off the regular menu price for online orders. 10% of that discount will then go back to the Preps KC Equipment Grant. In December, Preps KC will announce the total dollar amount of the grant and begin the application process, and one area high school football program will receive 100% of these funds to use for equipment for their program. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Race in to the 5th annual McCarthy 2000 going on now at all 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations. Choose from over 2,000 new Chevys, Buicks, GMCs, Toyotas, Hyundais, Nissans, certified and pre-owned vehicles. Save thousands with financing as low as 0% for up to 72 months. Plus, McCarthy's committed to donating $20,000 to the Boys and Girls Club. And visit kccars.com for quick and easy credit approval. Don't miss the 5th annual McCarthy 2000 at all 9 McCarthy locations.
Welcome back to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group. I'm your host, Dion Clisso, joined as always by the coach, Harold Wamsgon, and joining us now from one of our RE/MAX Big Three games, Oak Grove coach Pat Richard. And coach, coming off kind of a step back year for you guys, but you've got a good group back. What do you like about this group?
Our skill kids. You know, they all our starters, all our starting running backs, quarterback, fullback, they're all back. So it's nice to be able to have those guys to rely on to run our basic stuff and add a little more with them, and they can execute pretty much whatever we want to do. So that's exciting.
Coach, I know this is the first game, but what problems does Richmond present for the game?
Well, number one, the Trayvon Alexander is maybe the best running back we're going to see all year. And the thing about Coach Bowers is he's not going to just use him at running back. He'll line him up in the backfield in the pistol, and then he'll spread him out and throw the ball to him. And he's going to find ways to get him the ball. And the kid is just a difference maker. So we've got to find a way to slow him down and really find him on every snap. And then, you know, his other great kid is his son. You know, Mac Bowers, Coach Bowers' son, is a fantastic linebacker and their best defensive kid. And you know, we've got to find him on every play and try to block him. And he's such a good physical player, great instincts, coach's son, and it shows because he's always around the ball and always making plays.
Well, one more question before we let you go. I saw him on some highlights that we've got on Preps KC. That Alexander kid is shifty. What kind of things does that defense need to do? I mean, are you going to try and run him, you know, sideline to sideline? Did you get a chance to see him at all in the Jamboree? I mean, what kind of film do you have on him?
Well, we've got the Jamboree, but then we've got some film from last year where some teams that had a little success slowing him down, and what they did, and we're going to try some of those things. You know, when he spreads out, we've definitely got to cover and give a little help. You know, we've got to help wherever he's at. So when he's in the backfield, we got to get down in the box and get ready to tackle him. And when he's spread out, we got to get ready, you know, get some people outside and try to cover it.
Well, Coach, it should be a fantastic game. Good luck, and we appreciate you taking some time with us.
We appreciate the coverage, and it's always great to hear from you guys and talk to you and see what's going on in the world of Kansas City High School football.
Coach Walms, Coach Richard likes that junior class, and he's got some good seniors on that team as well.
I think this is a great opening game for both those programs.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a good one. Let's go ahead and bring in one of our great senior riders, Cole Young. And, Cole, you're going to be at Belton Ray Peck, a really good early season game, a rivalry game this week. And when you head out to a game the first week of the season, what kind of things are you looking for out of a team?
You know, really, I'm looking for, more than anything, I think at this time of year, it's style. Is it going to be, you know, what's a team been able to get in what, 3 weeks basically of practice, I guess? You know, are teams that are teams kind of just going with a very basic look, or are, can you tell some of these teams that are going to, you know, maybe be a little more advanced offensively? I think to me, if you can find a team that's able to do a little more offensively and more on it from an advanced level, that means probably they have more experience on the team and they have some guys who really understand the system, which is going to pay dividends on down the schedule.
Do we know anything about Belton's skill people, how they are, or anything? What do you recall from last year that it could be coming back for this year?
You know, I don't remember a whole ton about them. I think I just watched them play. You know, they don't have a lot of guys back. That's the biggest thing. But I think what we will probably see with Belton is, you know, they continue to have been able to reload the last several years. You know, last year they went 7-4, 4-1 at the conference, which is pretty good. What I expect to see from them, honestly, is a team that wants to run the ball, you know, 45 times a game, just because that's kind of how they've been. Additionally, what I would expect to see with a team like this, it has, you know, only three guys back on each side, is a lot of kind of, you know, keeping it between the tackles. So where I think that might could be to a disadvantage for them, though, is that plays right into the kind of game that that, you know, that's the kind of game that Tom Cruise loves to play right back. He loves to shorten the game, you know, unless he's got a big time wide receiver, he loves to keep it in between the tackles too. So a slow paced game that can go pretty quickly with a lot of running the ball.
Well, and that line for Ray Peck is outstanding. He's got 2 6-foot-5, I think, 300-plus pounders on each side, and is I think his center's 6'4", 6'5". I mean, they're massive on the offensive line, and when I talk to Tom, he really likes his quarterback and his tailback is back, and so I think that the league is so deep. And last year, Belton got beaten that game, I think, by a couple touchdowns. But at the same time, it was like you saw Belton down the stretch really play well. I mean, that's the thing. Belton may not get a result that they're happy with in terms of the score. But if they're able to hang with them, don't you think that's a good thing for them tonight for a little bit, even if it's two or three quarters?
Yeah, I think, I mean, this is a game for Belton. There's nothing, aside from injury, there's nothing bad that can happen for Belton in this game. Because if you win, great, you just beat your biggest rival, basically, and you beat a Class 6 school that should compete this year, you know, middle to upper pack of the Suburban Gold. I mean, if you lose, guess what? You've got a measuring stick to know, here's where we're at. You know, it doesn't really hurt you in the playoff numbers. You've got a lot of, you know, you're looking at a huge Class 5 schedule coming up. It's not, you know, this is, looking at their schedule, they really are very front-loaded on the schedule for Belton. They play Ray Peck, they play, you know, a Liberty team, and then middle of the season they got Platte County and Kearney, but then they finish with Ruskin, Oak Grove, Oak Park, and Grandview. You know, so this is they can make a lot of improvements, and it's easier to improve even if it shows up as a loss. It's not the worst thing in the world to have it improve against some top-tier opponents. So, that being said, it would, you know, this early in the year with what Belton looked like last year and having all these new guys, it wouldn't shock me if Belton came up and beat Ray Pack either.
I know one thing for sure. Those four junior linemen from last year at Ray Peck are not smaller and weaker than they were last year. They're better than they were last year, that's for sure. And there's four of them back. So that's going to be a big factor for Ray Peck.
Yeah, I think that's what, you know, I think Ray Peck, you know, Noah Durham playing quarterback this year with him. You know, I saw that he had moved from tailback to quarterback. It's not like he's never taken a snap. There were games 2 years ago as a freshman, I believe, or a sophomore, he was taking snaps as a second string guy, you know, because I believe they had lost one of their names, and then Cole Cruz, you know, they had both of those guys playing. So Durham would come in, you know, and got some snaps in. So he's got a little bit of experience. I think, you know, Ray Peck could be the kind of team, too, that I already mentioned this once, but they're going to want to try to run the ball downhill. And if you got five big old bruisers on the front, if they can get 3 or 4 or 5 yards to carry, they won't stop running it until you can prove it.
Yeah, I think getting Ray Peck off the field is going to be tough. I mean, that's what you got to do. You got to get them off the field, get them in the second and third and long, and make them throw the ball. And if you can't, you're right. They're going to shorten games, and that's going to be, you know, their big thing. And the question is are they going to be a team that when they get down, like last year against Blue Springs South, they got down from behind, they had a hard time coming back. And this league is so good this year that, and like it was last year, that it's almost anybody. I mean, there's a few teams that can probably say, well, we can spot you a couple touchdowns and we can wing it around and get back at it. But most of the time, if you get the lead, I think you're going to be holding on.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think what could be interesting to see for Ray Peck, kind of conversely with Belton, is, you know, they have Belton and Lee Summit North the first 2 weeks. So that's two games that they should win. You almost hope, you know, yes, it'd be nice to never get in a third and long, but at the same time, you kind of want to see your team in different situations against live opponents to see can we throw the ball, or who, more importantly, can we rely on to make the catch on third and seven kind of thing.
Yeah, no doubt. That should be a good one. Well, Cole, looking forward to reading your story, seeing some of the video you're going to shoot as we all become videographers this year and doing some of that stuff. It's going to be fun. And I know we got a great partnership with Fox 4, and we'll get some of those highlights on TV as well. And it's always fun, and I'm real excited about this year and glad you're back being a part of it.
Yeah, definitely. I'm excited.
All right, that's our own Cole Young. He's going to be out at Belton and Ray Peck. When we come back, we'll talk with Staley coach Phil Light. You're listening to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group.
Race in to the 5th Annual McCarthy 2000, going on now at all 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations. Choose from over 2,000 new Chevys, Buicks, GMCs, Toyotas, Hyundais, Nissan, certified and pre-owned vehicles. Save thousands with financing as low as 0% for up to 72 months. Plus, McCarthy's committed to donating $20,000 to the Boys and Girls Club. And visit kccars.com for quick and easy credit approval. Don't miss the 5th Annual McCarthy 2000 at all 9 McCarthy locations.
MVP is the player you rely on most and who comes through every time no matter what. When it comes to buying real estate, your MVP is a RE/MAX agent. The RE/MAX agent who listened to the buyer, made a checklist, added a wish list, cross-checked the school districts, then narrowed the choices to find the perfect home. If you're buying a home, look for the sign of a RE/MAX agent and put the MVP on your team. RE/MAX is the official real estate partner of the Kansas City Royals, each office independently owned and operated.
Belfonte Ice Cream introduces real sweet moments.
This ice cream is good, isn't it?
It sure is, Grandma.
I love vanilla.
Why?
Well, because it makes me think of simpler times.
Yeah, I bet life was a lot easier as a caveman, wasn't it, Grandma?
Yes, yes it was.
Grandma, can I have some more?
No, you've had enough.
Another real sweet moment from Belfonte, Kansas City's ice cream. Real ingredients, no growth hormones. Belfonte, homemade.
Hi, Chiefs fans. This is Clark Hunt. The Sports Medicine and Performance Center at the University of Kansas Health System treats any sports injury to any of your family's players. Whether it's your back, knee, hip, shoulder, or a concussion, the same experts who care for the Chiefs will treat you like a pro. Learn more at sportsmedicine.kansashealthsystem.com. We're proud that the University of Kansas Health System is the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs and the athlete in you.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form, specifically in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with two pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Race in to the 5th Annual McCarthy 2000 going on now at all 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations. Choose from over 2,000 new Chevys, Buicks, GMCs, Toyotas, Hyundais, Nissans, certified and pre-owned vehicles. Save thousands with financing as low as 0% for up to 72 months. Plus, McCarthy's committed to donating $20,000 to the Boys and Girls Club. And visit kccars.com for quick and easy credit approval. Don't miss the 5th Annual McCarthy 2000 at all 9 McCarthy locations.
Welcome back to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group. I'm your host, Dion Clisso, joined as always by the coach, Harold Wamsgans. And a program like this wouldn't be possible without a great sponsor like BUnion.com. They are the sponsor of the BUnion.com Game of the Week, and you go out there every week and you can vote for your game. There's six games every week, and if your game is selected with the most votes, your team, each school will win $250 courtesy of BUnion.com. And of course, if you're interested in the trade union, get on to BUnion.com. A lot of great jobs and skills you can learn. In fact, this last year, one of the all-stars in the all-star game had his listed he was going into the trade union. So that's an opportunity as well outside of college. Well, let's go ahead and get back into the football and bring in Phil Light from Staley. And Coach, you guys kick off this week at Liberty North against a coach you've coached against many times, just in a little different color scheme now. Greg Jones comes over to Liberty North and you're in their brand new stadium. How exciting is it to just be a part of that this week?
Oh, it's very exciting. You know, we are excited about, one, it's week one opening up against a great opponent like Liberty North. And like you mentioned before, we've had some big-time rivalry games, you know, against Coach Jones when he's at Kearney. So we're looking forward to the opportunity. Breaking in that stadium over there is going to be a rather unique experience. It's going to be a very electric type of atmosphere. So we're looking forward to it.
Coach, talk to us for just a minute about your front seven people on defense. I know you've got some outstanding players up there, but talk about some of those players and what you guys want to do against Liberty North with your front seven.
Well, when you go in against a team like Coach Jones has, you know, Kearney, Liberty North, you've got to stop the run. And we've been blessed with some outstanding players up front. You know, James Gore is a sophomore, 300-pound sophomore, who will clog up the middle for us. And Zach Elam is a defensive end for us. He plays tight end. And then we've got Tyler Miller at our other end spot. And those guys do a great job playing a three down and four down defensive front. We feel like, you know, controlling the line of scrimmage is going to be huge against that particular run style that Coach brings. So we're looking forward to the challenge. You know, our linebackers will have to do a good job reading their keys and filling. And then, of course, it's all about setting edges, you know, containing the football. So we've got our work cut out for us Friday night, but we're looking forward to the challenge. And, you know, we just want to be able to stop the run, keep them in long situations. And we just feel like that'll be important, one of the keys to success.
Well, I know you got eight back on defense, and we talked earlier. There's a great podcast on PrepsKC.com right now and about that defense and that strength there. But offensively, I know you've got some new players coming in. Saw some of the highlights that SJ Munoz took at your jamboree and some nice little passes out to the tight end and those kind of things. Do you feel like they're making the steps forward that you need from them?
Yeah, I feel like we've made some big gains, leaps and bounds compared to where we were earlier in the summer with our offensive line. But, you know, a lot of our skill kids are back from a year ago. You know, John Rambert at quarterback, Zach Elam at the tight end spot. We've got a couple of H-backs that are new to our program and have done a really good job to catch and block for us and those type of things. But, you know, Rod Chris out there by himself is always a threat. And then we've got Mark Robinson, and Blaine O'Rourke has done a great job for us in camp. So we feel like we've got some offensive threats. You know, we want to go in and establish the run and, you know, keep ourselves in manageable situations. And, you know, of course, win that kicking game when that comes up.
Coach, after the Jamboree last week, what did you and your coaching staff like most about what you guys did in the Jamboree?
I really believe that one of the things that we did and did well was just taking that first step for the year, just taking a business-like attitude into the Jamboree. I thought our kids handled themselves well. They played hard. They played fast. They played physical. And I was really glad to see that. Our whole objective in our Jamboree is to, you know, get our kids on the field. We played 105 kids in that Jamboree, and we were able to get the eye on the sky on them and evaluate our talent and stuff like that. And that's always been our goal. But I love the fact that our sophomore groups and our JV groups came in and were able to move the ball and have success on both sides.
105. You couldn't get that 106th kid in the game? Come on, coach. That's a lot of coordination and getting those guys in and out. Does that say a lot about your coaching staff and those kids' focus and attention to detail? Because I know in a Jamboree, having kids paying attention is half the problem, let alone getting them on the field ready to play.
That's it. You know, I'm blessed to have the coaching staff that I have. They are great workers, great men. They pour great things into our kids. And, you know, we just set it up where we have scripts built. You know, over the weekend we built scripts and we slot our kids and we guarantee our kids at least one play in that Jamboree, and we're just fortunate to be able to get everybody in. So that was a big plus. But to see our varsity come out and compete and do well, have success, and then our next, you know, our second and third groups come out and do the same thing, that's what pleased me the most, and just that business-like attitude.
Well, as you head into game one, how do you feel about your special teams? Because I know sometimes that's one of those areas in a first week game, you know, you either have maybe have a new kicker or a new punter, a new snapper, that kind of thing, or guys playing special teams for the first time. How do you feel about that unit?
Well, we feel very strongly. You know, we've got our best athletes out there on the field. You know, our runners and hitters. J.D. Bembo will take care of our kicking game for us. He's done a great job of ball placement and those type of things. So we feel very strongly about that. We've got Jake Wilson back, who is an all-conference performer at punter for us. And a lot of our kids on our special team packages played those same spots a year ago. So we've got that experience factor, and we feel very confident about that.
How do you feel – how much do you feel like your depth – I mean, with that, all those guys in the Jamboree, but really that depth building – like on the defensive side, because I know you got a lot back. How do you feel like they've kind of stepped up with that experience on that defensive side?
Well, you know, we have to build packages. We've built packages to get our kids on the field at certain times. You know, our best pass rushers on third down, and you know, our best run stoppers. So Coach Hammer has done a great job, and the defensive staff, our personnel in our groupings, and just matching what we're going to see. Just to get our best athletes in down-and-distance situations on the field.
Well, Coach, it should be a fantastic atmosphere out of Liberty North. We appreciate you taking time with us.
Thank you. Look forward to it.
Well, Coach, Phil Light has got a good defense coming back. I think he feels pretty good about that squad.
That's going to be a good first game for them going into the new stadium at Liberty North, going against Coach Jones' team at Liberty North. It's going to be a great opening night for them.
Yes, no doubt. Let's go ahead and bring in our own S.J. Munoz. And, S.J., you're going to be at Park Hill and Lee Summit North, and we'll talk to you a little bit about that game. But you were at the Jamboree last week at North Kansas City, and you got to see Staley. What kind of things did you see first defensively that you liked out of that team?
Yeah, it's kind of a, first of all, just I'm good to be back here with you guys this year. And then secondly, yeah, just it seems like more of the same from Staley, just hard-hitting, athletic, all over the field. I mean, it was difficult to get anything going against that defense, which was much the case last year.
And then the offense, I know they've got some new players there, but they look like some of the highlights you sent, they were able to move the ball some.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it was kind of a big play deal. Of course, you know, it's a different setting, so it's hard to get a full grasp of it. But they were definitely able to hit some big plays through the air and on the ground. So they definitely look balanced. And, I mean, if you have athletes on the field, you're going to be able to make plays, and their system just seems to work for them.
SJ, who did you see Staley play in the Jamboree?
I actually watched them play Winnetonka And then they also a couple plays against Oak Park as well. So I got to see a little bit of two different defenses against them. And like I said, they just, you know, they were kind of what you'd expect to see from Staley, a well-oiled machine already this time of the year. So it's kind of the same story as last year and years before that.
Well, we just talked with Coach Light, and he said he got 105 kids in that jamboree, and they had them all lined up and everything. And when you say well-oiled machine, that's what it sounds like it was. I mean, they were getting all those kids in and out and off the in and off the field.
Yeah, I think I know for sure against Winnetka, they subbed in and out, you know, three different squads just in those short 15 to 20 plays. So,
well, yeah, that's if you're a sophomore up in that program, you got to play that night. Well, I want to talk to you a little bit more about your game this week, Park Hill and Lee Summit North. And I know you've covered Park Hill a lot the last few years. It's kind of been one of your home stadiums. I know there's no Chester Graves or Seven Wilson. You got to see a lot of those two guys last year. But Billy Maples is back at quarterback for the third year. How have you seen him grow the last 2 years, and what do you expect in his senior year?
Yeah, I think it's just a matter of, you know, being comfortable. I mean, obviously he's played a lot of snaps, so that's probably been there. But, you know, now even more of a leadership role, being, you know, upperclassman. I know he's been under center the last couple of years, but being the senior and the leader of the Chiefs offense, I think that's going to maybe put some more weight on his shoulders in that aspect. But, you know, as far as the rest of the squad, they're going to have playmakers. That's just what Park Hill has. You know, they've been kind of one of the more consistent teams, you know, since Coach Hurt's been there. And so it's kind of, you're going to know what to expect, similar to Staley.
I think one of the interesting things about that matchup between those two schools is they both have excellent team speed. I think it's going to be interesting to see how the offensive line from both schools play and whether or not they play at the same level as what the team speed is.
Yeah, you look at, you know, just going off records, Lee Summit North might be kind of deceiving because the last couple of years they've played a lot of teams tough. They might not have got the victory, but, you know, they were in there till the end, and there's a couple games, you know, go one way or the other, and their season goes a totally different direction.
Yeah, that's a team I want to keep an eye on as the season goes on. Like, you got to see them last year, I think, against Park Hill South, and they played pretty well in that game. That's a team that has a lot of good juniors, and it's a big junior class, and how they do as the season goes on is definitely going to be something to keep an eye on. Well, SJ, it's great to have you back. Looking forward to great stories and some video again this year. And just depending on what goes on, you're going to be doing a little everything for us. I think everybody's really excited about the new season. Have fun out there tonight, and thanks a lot for stopping by.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys. Talk to you later.
All right, that's our own SJ Munoz. He's going to be out at Park Hill and Lee Summit North tonight. When we come back, we're going to talk with Nick McCabe. You're listening to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group.
In to the 5th annual McCarthy 2000 going on now at all 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations. Choose from over 2,000 new Chevys, Buicks, GMCs, Toyotas, Hyundais, Nissans, certified and pre-owned vehicles. Save thousands with financing as low as 0% for up to 72 months. Plus, McCarthy's committed to donating $20,000 to the Boys and Girls Club. And visit kccars.com for quick and easy credit approval. Don't miss the 5th annual McCarthy 2000 at all 9 McCarthy locations.
Preps KC is teamed with Papa John's for the Preps KC Equipment Grant. From now until December 1st, when you order Papa John's pizza online at papajohns.com and use the promo code PrepsKC, you will receive 40% off the regular menu price for online orders. 10% of that discount will then go back to the Preps KC Equipment Grant. In December, Preps KC will announce the total dollar amount of the grant and begin the application process, and one area high school football program will receive 100% of these funds to use for equipment for their program. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Del Fonte Ice Cream introduces real sweet moments.
Hey guys.
Daddy! Today I went down the slide, not the little one, but the big one, and I saw my friend Amanda from school, and she's spending the night. And Mom said we can have as much ice cream as we want because Mommy's going out with her friends, and you're in charge. Doesn't that sound like fun, Daddy? I'm so glad you're home.
Whoops, wrong house.
That real sweet moment was made possible by Del Fonte, Kansas City's ice cream. Real ingredients, no growth hormones. Del Fonte, homemade.
The Most Valuable Player Award, or MVP, is a great honor given to the best performing player in the league. When it comes to residential real estate, the Royals know the MVP is the RE/MAX agent. The RE/MAX agent who talked to the home sellers, staged the interiors, examined the exteriors, posted the listing, opened the house, met with the buyers, negotiated the offers, countered the offers, and sold the home. RE/MAX is the official real estate partner of the Kansas City Royals, each office independently owned and operated.
Hi, Chiefs fans. This is Clark Hunt. The Sports Medicine and Performance Center at the University of Kansas Health System treats any sports injury to any of your family's players. Whether it's your back, knee, hip, shoulder, or a concussion, the same experts who care for the Chiefs will treat you like a pro. Learn more at sportsmedicine.kansashealthsystem.com. We're proud that the University of Kansas Health System is the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs and the athlete in you.
Race in to the 5th Annual McCarthy 2000 going on now at all 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations. Choose from over 2,000 new Chevys, Buicks, GMCs, Toyotas, Hyundais, Nissan certified and pre-owned vehicles. Save thousands with financing as low as 0% for up to 72 months. Plus, McCarthy's committed to donating $20,000 to the Boys and Girls Club. And visit kccars.com for quick and easy credit approval. Don't miss the 5th Annual McCarthy 2000 at all 9 McCarthy locations.
Back to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group. I'm your host, Dion Clisso, joined as always by the coach, Harold Walmsgans. And a program like this wouldn't be possible without a great sponsor like KFC. Go to KFC for all your catering needs. If you've got a hungry team, and I know there's a lot of hungry teams out there, several nights a week, and they get meals, pregame meals, Thursday night meals, Saturday meals. Go to KFC, and they can get your meal situation taken care of for you. Booster Club, all those kind of things. Contact Brian, B-R-I-A-N, at prepskc.com to find out more information on that. Let's go ahead and get back into football and bring in our own Nick McCabe. And Nick, last year we titled the segment, I Got Issues with Nick. I was trying to come up with something funny to go with KFC, or Nick Likes Some Chicken or something like that. I don't know what you want to do if you like the I've Got Issues. But it's been really kind of fun last year. We just talked about general issues in the game. And you know, last time we talked to you, we were talking about Simone Awards, and those were coming up. And, of course, Julian Ross, outstanding season, another great set of awards this year. And we've already been meeting again. And I really, having been on the Simone committee, not just the media committee this last year, really was fun to me to kind of get the inside and the nuts and bolts and see how that group is, I know, evolved as time has gone on, as it's gotten younger, and the older people have kind of let the kids take over and do that kind of stuff. It's fun to see, and it's great to have that impact of the veteran Simone members and also some of the newer ones as well. And you've been a part of it for a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. And Anthony Simone, he's not actually technically a junior, which is a lot of times surprising, but we call him Big Anthony and Little Anthony, and Big Anthony is the one who, you know, whose child was lost so many years ago, and they founded this award named after Tommy, who passed away, and Anthony, Little Anthony, wasn't even born yet, but still, you know, I think feels kind of the legacy of his brother, and has now moved into really taking more of a leadership responsibility for this particular award, and I think it's great that the kind of the next generation is really stepping up, and Big Anthony's still very involved and comes to all the meetings and such, but Little Anthony and Charlie, his other brother, are really kind of leading the way on some of these the future going forward with the Simone Awards, and trying to make it bigger and better every year.
When you look at the list of past year's winners, if you're a football fanatic of high school in the greater Kansas City metro, you sure are able to have lots of flashbacks of great players and great people, and just it's just amazing the guys whose names are on that list of past winners.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there are former NFL stars. There's a current NFL star. You got some guys that have really gone on to have impactful careers at levels beyond just high school. And then there's, even the guys that didn't do that were obviously great high school football players and have made their mark and are in the discussion for, you know, for greatest high school football players ever in our region. I laugh. You know, Dion, we've been doing this a long time, and Coach has been around the game forever. And I was just joking to somebody that I can remember, you know, who the running back was for 2001 Olathe North team easier than I can remember my friends' kids' names. And that's absolutely the case. You know, you kind of go back, and it's fun sometimes to talk shop over a drink or something and remember some of those great names in years past. And the greatest of those names are guys that have had their names etched on that trophy.
Well, and you look at the other awards too. You know, Elijah Lee was a two-time Buchanan Award winner, was drafted this year. You know, Evan Baim is in the NFL as well. You got Braden Smith, yeah, who I'm assuming is going to be in the NFL here pretty soon, and he never even won it. He was just a finalist three times, and you know he was in that finalist
had
group.
The unfortunate circumstance of being in the same class as Evan.
Yeah, and Evan, and then Elijah Lee. I mean, I think he was back to back two guys there. That's
right.
That says
right.
Something right there when you're a.
That's right. He was a year younger than Evan.
Yeah, and so you're in a run there where you've got Elijah Lee and two NFL guys in front of you, and you're probably going to be an NFLer too. So, you know, those other awards are really, you see guys go on and do great things, and it's a lot of fun, and it's a great way to wrap up the season, and it's also fun to, as we kick off this year and we go into it, and I know you and I have talked about, you know, even getting an earlier start on things and trying, you know, identify those guys. You know, I saw Robert Rowey at the Lee Summit Jamboree, and I know there's a lot of high hopes for him, and Mario Goodrich at Lee Summit West. I mean, there's some players out there, and you know, Blue Springs has got seven running backs and a couple quarterbacks, and they got so many players. I don't know if one of them could win it, because I think they're going to be so balanced. You know, then you talk about receivers, and you know, Blue Springs South's got Swanigan, who's a really good receiver, and you know, just great players. Carter Putz at Bishop Miege, I saw him this week, and it's fun as we turn the page to look at those new players and see how it's going.
Yeah, absolutely. There was. You know, once again, a great list of juniors that were, you know, considered, and those guys are always at kind of the top of the list when you look at who some of the favorites are the following year. But you know, a lot of times a guy kind of comes off the radar, and in fact, I would say at least half the time a guy comes off the radar. You know, sometimes you have a Drew Locke or a Skylar Thompson that were kind of leaders in the clubhouse for most of the year or all of the year. But then sometimes you have a guy like Julian Ross last year who probably wasn't on a lot of you know, personal watch lists for the Simone Award at the start of the year, and had a great, great season and ended up winning it. And so it's hard to tell, you know, if we're going to have one of those guys that we talked about, we knew a little bit about last year, or if it's going to be a guy that you know, maybe had a good season, you know, maybe ran for 800 yards last year, but isn't a guy that you go, oh, he's going to be a Simone guy, but he breaks out for 2,000 this year. You just never know what's going to happen, and it's always fun to watch and find out, and I think, you know, we'll have a decent idea of the field kind of shaking out, but it's going to take a few weeks, and you know, the thing is Missouri starts earlier, so we get a little head start on knowing what's going to be like on the Missouri side, but the Kansas side will be we'll still be in the dark for a little longer. So, you know, those guys like Carter Putz and, you know, whoever steps up at Blue Valley and some of the other powerhouses over there, you know, we don't know necessarily who those guys will be for a little bit longer, but it'll be fun to watch it shake out.
I think that's a credit to the committee, the fact that the committee is so objective that a player can come from nowhere at the beginning of the season and by the middle of the season become a factor and be considered, because it is objective and not subjective.
I think that's, you know, what we absolutely strive for. You know, we want to be completely fair about it. And you know, that's also part of the just kind of the random ebbs and flows of a high school football season. Sometimes it's you know, superstar heavy, and you got three or four guys that maybe are really deserving, and then sometimes it's a season where there's not necessarily these elite college prospects, which is maybe kind of how we would view superstar type guys, but maybe there's fewer of those in a given year, and it just kind of you have to wait and see who it is that steps up and has a great high school season. And Julian was that guy last year, and ended up being a college recruit as well. So he's going to get the opportunity to play at the next level as well.
Well, we talked about 2 weeks span. Next year, there's only going to be 1 week. Missouri is moving their season back a week, actually going to play a football game past Thanksgiving. Evidently, the basketball and winter sports will survive in the state of Missouri if 10 teams of football players are taken away for that extra week. And it's interesting, when I talked to people, I assumed, I'd always heard it was the basketball coaches were pushing back. And I heard that mostly from St. Louis people, because the basketball coaches kind of run the show in St. Louis. But I heard an interesting thing from someone who I'm pretty sure is in the know, that what prompted the move, or at least the discussion of the move, was the tourism industry in the state of Missouri that felt that they were taking a huge hit with the fact that families would not travel as much in the month of August because their kids had to be there for practice on July 31st this year for fall sports. I thought that was interesting.
Well, that is interesting, and I think they did have a little bit of flexibility now with not wanting to do the dome thing over a weekend. You know, that worked out really well to have, you know, the 6-7 games at the dome on that Friday and Saturday of Thanksgiving. Now that they're not necessarily doing that, and they're looking at moving different championships around to different stadiums, they can do more like what Kansas did. When I first started doing this, Kansas ended the week before Thanksgiving because they all played on a Saturday and it didn't really matter. And then at some point, they moved their schedule back and ended up on the same weekend as Kansas. But the first few years, we called games on the radio. It was actually really convenient. I could call state championships in both on both sides of the state because Kansas ended a week early. And so now the Missouri has kind of gone away from that that big weekend of 7 games all in one location. You know, I think they had a little more flexibility to be able to move the weekends around a little bit. If they can play them all on Saturday or Friday night, then it's not so important that it be on that holiday weekend.
Those of us who have some years behind us can remember the times when there was actually a summer and you really had limited things June, July, and August, and you
right.
Yeah, Labor Day, Memorial Day were two big events.
Yeah, that's true. There was a summer at one point in the off season. You did weights in the off season, and then you did a little camp in the summer, and that was it. But that's definitely changed. Well, one last thing I wanted to talk to you about, Nick, is something that we've talked earlier with Ryan Wallace, and we talked all throughout the show on this. It was a tough year in the off season. There were quite a few losses in the coaching community. A lot of them were shockers. And West Platte lost Nate Daneman in a car accident. George Perch, a longtime assistant at Oak Grove, succumbed to cancer after a 2-year battle. Tim Dorian, who coached at Schlegel and at Bishop Ward, passed away this summer. And then there's assistant coach at Lee Summit, who died last year during the season. But the one I think that is probably shocking to most, and the most visible one, was the passing of Eric Driscoll. And I don't know if people know details that much of it. I mean, or remember details. He was at a Coaches Association board meeting. He was on the board, and he suffered a ruptured brain aneurysm. I was there along with several other coaches, and he essentially kind of passed away right there in front of us. The coaches jumped in and did CPR and did some things that I don't know if a lot of people know, and basically kept him alive to the point where they were able to his family was able to be with him, and that was a great thing. And Nick, you said something when we talked right when that was happening that I felt really summed up Eric in a way that it was just off the cuff we were talking, and I want, you know, wanted people to know that you said this when you said to me, you remember what you said? You felt like you lost a best friend, but you shouldn't feel that special.
Right. No, that's 100% true. You know, he was a guy that just so easy to be friends with, and I'm sure had a ton of best friends. I kind of said that tongue-in-cheek. Obviously, Eric and I weren't really able to hang out a lot socially, certainly not outside of football social situations like at coaches' meetings or things like that. But, I would have loved to. I would have loved to have, you just kind of, it gets by you, you know, and you realize that you can't get that opportunity back. and I had never met his wife. I still really haven't formally met his wife or his kids. And, you know, after attending the memorial service and seeing some of the interviews and things she's done, it's like, man, would have loved to have dinner with that family and get to know them a little bit. But he was just a great guy, one of the best ever that I've ever worked with in the coaching community. You know, we talked earlier about my role at the Simone Awards. The coaches here are, to a man, they're great. Everybody's great. But there are some who just get it a little bit more, and Eric Driscoll was one of those guys. And he fought for his kids, but he always was respectful about the process and never bitter if a vote didn't go his kids' way. He understood as good as anybody that there were other great football players in the city, and so just because his kid was great didn't necessarily mean that his was more deserving than another kid, and so he let those selections and those things play out to the people that whose job it was to figure out who was most deserving and to try and do that in an unbiased way. He understood that he wasn't unbiased, that you know, that he saw his kids every day. But gosh, he was one of the greatest ever to work with as far as the Simone Awards, and just seeing, and was always great to see him. And we're just the whole community is devastated by his loss, and as you mentioned, the so many other losses. You know, I'm friends with a couple of guys on the Liberty North staff. I live in the Northland, and that's one of the staffs that I just know more guys on. And Nate Daneman's brother was on that staff, and so, you know, that one was one I didn't know Nate particularly well personally, but that was another one that you know, hit pretty close to home just because of mutual friends and relationships and such. So, yeah, it was just absolutely a tough year, and we're going to miss all those guys. And Coach Driscoll, for me personally, will be the guy that I'm absolutely going to feel a pang of loss every time we're gathered up, and I would have seen him, and he's not there. It's going to be tough.
I think the greatest thing that can be said about Coach Driscoll is what the Blue Valley community said about him, is how great he felt about all of the kids at Blue Valley, the wrestlers, the non-football players, the people in the band. He just had the respect of so many people, not just the people connected to the football program, and that's a great role model for all of us coaches.
Absolutely, and gosh, and then beyond all that, he was obviously a really, really good football coach. And I know Blue Valley's got a lot of tradition, and they've had a lot of success there. And Steve Rampe built a great program, but it's not easy to keep it rolling. And he not only kept it rolling, he took it to the next level. And so obviously, despite that laid back demeanor and the way he approached kids, and kids loved him, and you know, it just kind of shows there's more than one way to accomplish being a great coach. You don't necessarily have to be, you know, that guy that's yelling and screaming all the time, because he wasn't. But he found a way to hold his kids accountable while still being their friend. He could be a mentor and a friend and a coach all at the same time, and it absolutely does say a lot about him.
Yeah, he will be missed, and I think as we go through this year, we'll be thinking about him, and of course Coach Daneman and Coach Perch and Coach Dorian, all the rest of the coaches that passed away. It's tough when there's five in the span of a year. Well, Nick, hey, as always, it's a good talking with you, and we will chat with you again next week.
All right. Sounds good, guys.
Well, Coach, it's always good talking with Nick, even though it was a little tough off season. Always good to hear from him.
He always has such a great perspective on high school football in the Metro.
Yeah, he's definitely a good part of what we do. Well, it's that time again for our Belafonte Picks with the Pros, first one of the season, and I've got you the last 2 years, Coach. I know I have to win a few more years to even the score, but I feel like I'm on a streak.
I am definitely on a 2-year losing streak. We can't let 3 in a row take place.
Well, I'm looking for 3 in a row. Let's go ahead and get right into it here. The first game, Blue Springs at Lee Summit. Coach, what do you think?
I like Blue Springs. I think they just need to come out and take care of business. Lee Summit's got some athletes, but Blue Springs just needs to take care of business.
Yeah, I think Blue Springs is too deep, and I don't see a shootout like last year, though. I know Coach Donahoe is probably concerned about that. I like Blue Springs as well. Okay, Hogan Prep at Kansas City Central. Hogan Prep, always good. Central has got some good players on it. They might be able to take a step forward, but I still like Hogan. I just think that they've got more consistent winning history behind them.
I think the Hogan tradition will prevail. I'm going to go with Hogan also.
Okay, Fort Osage at Kearney. Last year, this was a matchup of defending state champions. Coach, what do you think?
I like Fort Osage. I think they've got some great skill people coming back. I think they'll control the clock. I'm going with Fort.
You know, a week ago I might have said Fort, but I saw Kearney in that jamboree over at Lee Summit, and they looked pretty good. I'm going to go with Kearney. I like the way they played in that jamboree. They look like they're ready to go. Lawson at Maryville. Coach, I think Maryville, even though they graduate a lot off a state finalist team, they're always ready to go. And Lawson is young again. I'm going to go with Maryville.
What a great Class 2 versus Class 3 matchup. But I'm going to go with Maryville also because they're Class 3.
Okay, North Kansas City at St. Joe Lafayette. I know Coach Douglas really likes this game. He gets a step out of the conference play. A good physical team from St. Joe. What do you think, Coach?
I'm going to go with Lafayette mainly because I think they get advantage of opening at home.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a tough road game. I'm going to go with St. Joe Lafayette as well. Okay, St. Pius at Odessa. I think this is the fourth year in a row they've played in the open the season, which has been a nice little series here. Coach, I like St. Pius. I like the way they closed out the season. And quietly, I think Coach Byers has got one of his bigger classes up there.
And they were 7-4 last year. That's a good thing. But you know what? I'm going with Odessa. I think Coach Thomas got his guys going in the right direction.
Okay, University Academy at the new St. Michael. O'Hara is closed. The new school is open. I think University Academy is a team that you need to look at this year in Class 2. I think they've got a chance to really step forward. A lot of depth coming back. I like University Academy.
I think they're excited about going into the new conference. The conference that they're going into is going to be good for them. Where does St. Michael play their home games?
They're going to play at Lee Summit North.
Okay.
Until they get a field out there at St. Michael. So that's where it's at this year. Okay, our first REMAX Big 3 game. Richmond at Oak Grove. Talked with Coach Pat Richard earlier. Coach, I'm going to tell you right now, I like Oak Grove in that game.
I'm going to go with Oak Grove. You have to be loyal to the people who are loyal to you, right? I'm going to go with Oak Grove.
Okay, Staley at Liberty North, brand new stadium for Liberty North. What do you think, Coach?
I'm going to go with Staley, even though I think Liberty North is going to be a great atmosphere for the game just because it's their own stadium and they're at home. It's awesome. They don't have to go to William Jewell.
Yeah, they don't have to get on a bus at all. They just go to their locker room. I like Staley as well. I think that defense is going to be tough, especially early in the season. Okay, Lee Summit West at Blue Spring South. Coach, I like Blue Spring South. I talked to Coach Euler, and he got me convinced with that defense. I think their defense is going to be pretty good. I think Lee Summit West has got athletes, but I don't know if they've got enough.
I'm not sure over the next 10 weeks we'll find a better matchup than what this game is, but I'm going to go with Lee Summit West.
All right, those are our picks, and this has been Preps KC's Football Friday Night. Remember, Preps KC's Friday Night Live on YouTube tonight, right after the Prep Report on Fox 4. Be sure to tune in, and of course, download the app and get all the live scores and everything wherever you go, or get us online at PrepsKC.com. You've been listening to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group.
You've been listening to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group. Preps KC's Football Friday Night has also been brought to you by REMAX, KFC, Belfonte Ice Cream and Dairy Foods Company, BUnion.com, the Sports Medicine and Performance Center at the University of Kansas Hospital, Papa John's, and Dick's Sporting Goods. Stay tuned for the Vision Sports Radio High School Football Game of the Week here on 1030 AM KCWJ.
The MVP is the player you rely on most and who comes through every time no matter what. When it comes to buying real estate, your MVP is a RE/MAX agent. The RE/MAX agent who listened to the buyer, made a checklist, added a wish list, cross-checked the school districts, then narrowed the choices to find the perfect home. If you're buying a home, look for the sign of a RE/MAX agent and put the MVP on your team. RE/MAX is the official real estate partner of the Kansas City Royals, each office independently owned and operated.
Preps KC is teamed with Papa John's for the Preps KC Equipment Grant. From now until December 1st, when you order Papa John's pizza online at papajohns.com and use the promo code PrepsKC, you will receive 40% off the regular menu price for online orders. 10% of that discount will then go back to the Preps KC Equipment Grant. In December, Preps KC will announce the total dollar amount of the grant and begin the application process, and one area high school football program will receive 100% of these funds to use for equipment for their program. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Race in to the 5th Annual McCarthy 2000 going on now at all 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations. Choose from over 2,000 new Chevys, Buicks, GMCs, Toyotas, Hyundais, Nissans, certified and pre-owned vehicles. Save thousands with financing as low as 0% for up to 72 months. Plus, McCarthy's committed to donating $20,000 to the Boys and Girls Club. And visit kccars.com for quick and easy credit approval. Don't miss the 5th annual McCarthy 2000 at all 9 McCarthy locations.
Belfonte Ice Cream introduces real sweet moments.
My ice cream is good.
Mine too.
Mine's so good, it's like playing video games all day.
Mine tastes like I'm flying around on a spaceship.
Well, mine's like the Tooth Fairy left you a gold bar and one of her wings.
Well, my ice cream tastes so good, it's like being all the superheroes at once.
You win.
Another real sweet moment from Belfonte, Kansas City's ice cream. Real ingredients, no growth hormones. Belfonte, homemade.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form. Specifically, in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with 2 pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.